And even the injections improved because they were using more sides on me then. Legs, arms, stomach, backs of legs. What do you call it?
The calf.
Calf of the leg, yeah.
When you say improved, do you mean that the Cottage Hospital was better than the East Sussex?
I think so. Yes, I do think so.
And what were you taught about diet?
Well, I was given a Dr. Lawrence's diet book, which was lines, black lines and red lines. Black was carbohydrate, red was protein. Because at that time we had to weigh the protein as well as the carbohydrate. I can't remember quantities or anything, but I know my father used to use so many new pennies as the weight, and I had the equivalent in bread. And I lived on watercress, watercress, lettuce, carrots, celery, you know, anything that was non-carbohydrate. And from the meat point of view, yes, I had meat every day, twice a day, I think. And eggs.
Was that difficult to adjust to a new diet?
Well, I really can't say because it's a thing that has happened automatically to me, you see, as I've got older and that. But I came off the Lawrence diet when I was about 16, I would say. 16, yeah. And I just used to assess my own food then. But I always weighed my carbohydrate, like the potatoes and the bread. I still do to this day. No particular reason, it's just a long-standing habit, I think.
What sort of scales did you have originally?
Oh, they were just a flat back part where the weight was, which of course we used pennies on, and the scoop scale, you know, like they would use in a shop to scoop up lentils or everything. That was the only type that was obtainable, or the only type my parents could afford. And as I got older, I used the little balance scales, which we used to get from Boots.
Were you quite hard up as a family?
Oh, yes, my father only earned about £3, 10 shillings a week. And that wasn't very much, because our rent was 18 shillings a week. I do remember that.
So was it quite hard for him to afford all these vegetables?
Well, we had an allotment, so he used to grow as much as he could. He used to grow all the potatoes and celery. Yes, he used to grow celery and radishes, all that kind of thing. But from the fruit aspect, well, didn't often have fruit then because it was expensive.
Have you any idea how often you did have fruit?
Well, always on a Sunday, I remember, being given an orange or an apple. Otherwise, it was milk to drink to use up the carbohydrate amount that I was allowed. So I never had a lot of vitamin C, but I kept very well. Not a lot of colds.